Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour. Welcome to French Your Way podcast. I'm Jessica and I'm a native French teacher. I grew up in the Champagne region in France. And I graduated as a teacher of French as a foreign language. This has allowed me to travel and live and teach to students in many different countries. And now I'm talking to you from Melbourne, where I settled 5 years ago with my now husband. French is what I do full-time. So when I'm not teaching, I also write and publish free articles and tutorials, sometimes coming with a worksheet, a template, that's to help you with your French. And you can find these resources on my website at frenchyourway.com.au for Australia. By the way, you can sign up to receive my monthly updates. And they come with an audio version to help you get even more exposure to spoken French. This is very unique. No one else does French audio newsletters, and I record them exclusively for you. There's no other way to get these special recordings, so check it out. So you see, I love teaching, absolutely love teaching and sharing, and I'm a bit of a chatterbox too. So I also do podcasting. And this podcast, French Away Podcast, is actually my second podcast. I started with French Voices. It's still going on. French Voices is released twice a month, on the 1st and the 15th of the month. And I interview native speakers in French. So this is for the more advanced. But I also wanted to create a podcast that could benefit you all, whatever your level in French, because I believe you will get something out of it. So that's how French Your Way podcast was born. All the topics and the themes for the episode, they come from a long list of typical mistakes or confusions that students of French make all the time. Students of French in general, but also my own students. And so I'm very familiar with these problems, and I've decided to really do something about it. So every day during my French lessons with my students, I write down new ideas of French things to explain based on what my students ask, what they stumble on, or what they've been talking about. Because sometimes we have passionate discussions about the origin of words or related words. For example, just last week, one of my students was telling me that she had been spending her weekend cleaning, tidying her apartment, and she had forgotten the verb for that. So to help her, I say to clean up, to tidy is ranger. And as I was writing it down for her, she exclaimed, "Oh yeah, it's like to arrange." Like, that's a very good point. To arrange is also translated as ranger, if you're talking about folders, books, papers. So it means, it has a meaning of to put things in order. For photos, you would more use classer, because you sort them out and you classify them. But for folders, books, papers, and also for a room, when you put things in orders in the room, again, you use ranger in French, while in English, you would more translate it by to clean, to tidy the room up. So the interesting part of that is that by associating ranger with to arrange, it made it more memorable for my students. Simple tricks that really help remembering something is what I call smart learning. And that's what I offer to do in this podcast. This podcast is totally for you if you're studying French, you're curious about the language, and you're looking for hints and tips, for tricks to remember better what you learn. It's for you if you want to expand your vocabulary, to be more aware about the false friends and the common mistakes in French. They are often related to a wrong translation from English. So we'll talk about that. And the main idea is to build bridges between French and English languages. What works the same and what's different? Again, the idea is to make things more memorable for you. For each episode, I will write down all the French words and expressions that are mentioned in the show notes, so you don't have to wonder about the spelling, so go check them out. I would also really love French Your Way podcast to be interactive. So if you have any question, for example, why do we say something this way in French, I'd be more than happy to try to answer it. So don't hesitate. If you have a question, email me at this address, podcast@frenchyourway.com.au. podcast@frenchyourway.com.au. And I will reply to you personally. Please note that French Your Way podcast is not a course. Instead, you can listen to the episodes you want in any order you like. You can subscribe to French Your Way podcast on iTunes or on your Android phone and listen to me on your commute, at the gym, or when you do the dishwashing. That's when I also love listening to podcasts because otherwise I get very bored. There are instructions on how to subscribe in the show notes if you don't know how to. Alternatively, you can also listen to all the episodes on my website, frenchyourway.com.au/podcast0. And while you're on iTunes or on your podcast app, it would mean a lot if you could take a teeny minute of your time to leave a review about French Your Way podcast to show your support. I would appreciate that very much. Now, go discover the episodes I've put together for you. I hope you enjoy them and have a lovely day. Merci.